Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. How are you? I hope wherever you are, you're fine and you're doing well. In case you're not doing well in this holy land, we pray for your well-being, inshallah. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station. I am your host, Zainab Askari, and I have with me today a very special guest. She's also Zainab, so we have two Zainabs here.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Zainab Musavi, and today I have the privilege of participating in this beautiful and nice discussion.
So Zainab, you as youth, what do you think about modern life?
Well, and let it put it in other words. What is modern life?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, modern life is a life, in my opinion, that is mixed and that is so combined with technology and with materialistic views that is somehow, some might regard this change as a good thing, and some others, some older people might think that is it is not good, but some young people who
What do you as you think about that?
I personally prefer some aspects of it, you know, not wholly, but some aspects of this modern life is definitely useful for me. The thing I like about my modern life is the ability to communicate with people all over the world,
okay,
you know, which was impossible years ago. But now I just was all I have to do is to pick up my cell phone and go on the application and make a call with my friend who lives in the other side of the world.
Life has become easy.
Yes, definitely.
But you just said that I just like some parts of it. Why some?
Some parts, you know.
Why not all? Like, are you tired of it somehow?
Yes, yes,
really?
In some aspects, yes.
Okay.
And I think some people might have, their opinions might be just like me, because we cannot neglect the disadvantages of modern life, the influences that it might have on our souls and our lives. The thing I mostly love and hate about modern life, cell phones and social media are the words that are inevitable to use. Somehow, most of our lives is involved with these concepts.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
What do you think about modern life and which aspects of it are more important for you?
See, I think everything has a bright side and everything has a dark side. It's like since history, we have everything has had a bright and a dark side. And in terms of modern life, the more advantages it has given you, at the same time, it has had the bad parts as well. So if you talk about the good parts of it, I think the good parts is the same one, like you said, like we are far away. I'm far away from my family. I'm living so much miles far away from my family. But with the tech, with the modern life, I'm able to talk to them every day. I'm able to see them every day. But the bad part of it is that the relationships have become superficial more. There's time pressure. There's, and why? Because, you know, you talked about social media. You talked about the cell phones. You talked about the applications that give us access to talk to our loved ones and all. But at the same time, you know, you never post stories when you're sad. You always post good things. You know, when you're happy,
yes,
you enjoy.
Yes, it's not real. It's not true.
No. Even if it's true, like, you mostly try to post things when you are happy. You never post things when you are like down, extremely down, when you're not feeling well. And when others come and see your stories, they may develop some jealousy.
Yes.
How come this person is always happy?
Yes.
How come this person is always like, you know, flying on the cloud
like
nine?
Like at my life.
Yeah. Because that person, other people are surrounding you, only know you through your stories now.
Yeah.
They don't know you like they, people
they
no
don't
more
go
visit.
Deeper inside you.
Yeah.
Yes.
People no more visit each other. People no yes. more go to each other's homes and places and see them physically. One hug of your mother or sister relieves a lot of hell, a lot of stress. And since, because of this modern life, I say, I just talked to my mother yesterday, today. Yeah. I don't need to go and see her physically.
But you cannot hug her.
I cannot hug her. So yes, it has distanced me. It has created some artificial kind of relationship. So modern life has, yes, got its own pros and its own cons.
As you, of course, just mentioned, some people go to the social media, as you said, that they focus on other people's life. And on the other hand, we have people who pretend to be something else on social media.
Exactly.
They pretend
we
to
are
be
a mask.
Wealthy. Yes, yes, they pretend to be wealthy. They pretend to be happy, to be even in love in some cases. The woman loves her husband so much. And the other women, when they watch the posts belonging to such issues, they come to think, that's okay, why my husband does not love me that
or
much
or care about me
he
that
doesn't,
much
yes he doesn't show his love to me so what
but you know sometimes there are cases like you know people post about things like, for example, somebody's husband gave her a surprise on her birthday or something.
Yes,
people
that's
come
quite
and
common.
People come and start posting. At the same time, you have a husband who is not expressing, but he's most loving. Maybe he's most loving than the person who gave surprise to someone.
Yes.
But he's least expressive. But these posts are creating an environment. They're creating an environment of jealousy. Don't you think so?
Yes, definitely. That's right. And I truly believe in what you say. And that kind of jealousy influences our lives as people who live in the real world, not in the world of social media.
You said that technology has connected us. Modern life has made our life easier. But do you think it has made us isolated as well?
Although we're connected with
one another,
the relation is superficial. It is not that much real. As just you said, you had the experience of talking to your mother and sister, for example. And you said that you just talk to them. You do not hug them. You cannot hug them. You cannot feel them near yourself. All these things makes people who are naive to complain about their real life, they're living it, and to compare their lives with those lies.
True.
Lies just shown on the screen of their cell phones.
Yeah.
And I like the hadith, the narration from one of our
noble imams.
Yes, who said that we must look at people who are not wealthier, who are poorer than us.
Okay.
And, you know, this kind of view helps us a lot.
And don't you think the holy month of Ramadan gives us a beautiful concept of the same thing, to practice the same thing?
Yes, about eating or not, about being thirsty or not. Yes, the holy month of Ramadan definitely teaches us to
feel the hunger.
Yes.
Feel the thirst of those who are hungry around the world.
Yes.
You know, there are so many people around in the war zones, especially, who are in need of humanitarian aid, who are in need of assistance. And the Islam has got this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing, the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
In which, like, you know, we have this concept of feeling the hunger. It is not, like, I personally think that Ramadan does not come to tell you and teach you, to punish you some way, you know, to put some pressure on you and to keep you away from eating and drinking. The actual concept is to control,
self-control.
Yes,
yeah. Yes, you're definitely
right. My nafs, myself, wants, I just want luxurious foods, I just want luxurious dresses, I just want luxurious, everything
right.
I want is high and high and high. From this hadith, you remind me of the thing, we always expect higher level. We never compare ourselves with the people who don't have, don't have at all. For example, if I'm eating normal, I always have these complaints. why I'm eating this. I never know. There are people who don't eat at all, who don't have even this.
And
so
it's
if you want to compare some very rightly teach to compare yourself with those who don't have.
Who don't have, yes. Exactly. And in that way, you would just thank God for what you have.
Exactly.
And you would realize how great is the blessings that are around you. And you know, you're healthy, you're having a family, you're living in a place that is safe, and there's no war in the place you're living. All of these things are things that we might neglect and we might just forget about them. Although you correctly mentioned the effects of month of Ramadan on eating or on drinking, but this hadith gives us
broader concept,
much broader, yes, much broader view in our whole life, in whatever choices we make in our lives. And as I just put it to the social media,
especially to the women, they're always
comparing themselves.
Comparing themselves, yes, they are.
Just so correctly that unfortunately there are people and unfortunately there are women who just try to compare themselves. They're so naive in some cases that they believe what they see on the screen of their cell phones and they believe that it is true, and so they lack something in their lives. So they have to compare themselves with other people who they do not have much information about their true life.
Exactly.
Yes, and
so I think there is the need of media readiness. Like, we need to be guided.
Informed.
We need to have media literature.
Yes.
So not to accept everything what we are seeing or hearing.
We must take courses of social media. Every person who takes a cell phone in his or her hand must have the information about how to deal with the world of social media.
Yeah. So, Zainab, coming out of the social media life, what do you think are the other effects of tech? I mean, for example, we as females like to help our mothers in the home. We use vacuum cleaners. We use the automatic machines.
We wash the dishes.
We do so much stuff. But the more tech has come, but the more we have, been subjected to the modern life, do you think it has negative effects even there? Though it has some advantages, but do you think like our physical activity or something has gone less the more we are, the more we are attached to the modern life?
You know, these equipments make life easier for us. That's a fact which cannot be denied.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes, undoubtedly, such a thing exists. But the point is that when we do not spend much of our time doing domestic chores, we must take advantage of our time. We must use our time in the best way possible. For example, when I put my dishes in the washing machine, and I go and lean on the sofa playing with my cell phone, watching the social media, those fake lives of social media.
Okay.
Or no, should I go and read a book? Or should I just go and exercise? Should I work on my mentality?
Well, whatever we should do behind after that, like since I have put some of my dishes into the dishwashing machine and then I am, whatever I'm doing is the second part of the story. But here I think the same thing, like the physical activity you used to do that used to keep you physically fit is now making you lazier day by day because of this equipment.
Lazy.
The more equipments you're using.
Yes, you're right. And that could be.
You were doing exercises naturally. These traditional things we had. used to keep you physically much, much fit.
Involved, yes.
Much, much healthier. Fit. Yeah,
yes,
healthier.
Yes,
because,
you're right.
Because you were physically involved. Your physical activity was high. Your active life was high. But I think these days,
people in the past who did not enjoy this equipment, they were much healthier.
Yeah. So apart from the social media stuff, apart from the equipment at home, I also think that these techs, these whatever the technology we are using, we are using a lot of cars, we are using a lot of vehicles, we are destroying the environment as well. So we have to keep ourselves physically active if we are using the tech, we are using the modern equipment in our home, and we need to try to overcome the cons of tech. Thank you so much,
Zeynep,
for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to the IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.